Good morning. Yesterday we saw the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that if we have a recalcitrant defendant who refuses to go to Beis Din, then the plaintiff indeed can go to Beis Din and get their permission under certain circumstances to go to secular court. But we did indeed see in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, noto reshus mi Beis Din, a fundamental concept here, is that that plaintiff needs to get permission from the Beis Din in order to go to the secular court. So our question today is, why do you need permission if the defendant is refusing and you need recourse? Why can't the plaintiff go straight to secular court without first going to Beis Din and getting their consent for him or her to go to secular court? So the Shuvas of the Chasam Sofer says as follows, that if you go to the Beis Din and get their permission, the decision rendered by the secular court is no longer considered a decision of the secular court, but rather it's considered the decision of the Beis Din. And Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas van Hagos explains that the Beis Din indeed, when the plaintiff goes there in the absence of the defendant who's refusing to go, they actually have to listen to the claims of the plaintiff and understand the strength of his claims, and they would have to analyze if al pi halacha he would indeed be victorious if that defendant had agreed to come to Beis Din. And indeed, they will render a decision effectively based on that. So when the plaintiff is permitted by that Beis Din to go to the secular court is not rendering a decision effectively. They are just carrying out the psak of the Beis Din, and accordingly, that is why it's permitted once you have the consent of the Beis Din to go to the secular court. And Rav Sternbach adds on, Vitama, he is shocked that there are a number of Bate Din that permit a plaintiff to go to secular court without analyzing the strength of the plaintiff's claim against the defendant, and he says that's indeed problematic. Just to add on, there are some poskim who add a different rationale why consent must be received from the Beis Din before going to secular court. It's based on the principle of hefker, Beis Din hefker, which indeed means that a Beis Din can make somebody's assets ownerless. So the tshuvas of the Ramah says as follows, Birshus Beis Din, pshita diyesh koach biad Beis Din lahafker mamono. With you, once you have permission of the Beis Din, the Beis Din has the authority to make ownerless, to make hefker the money of the defendant, and accordingly to obligate him in expenditures and the damages that he causes. So just to continue in this concept, we see here that not only do you need the permission of the Beis Din, and we have two rationales why you need the permission of the Beis Din, but that the Beis Din has to look into the strength of the claim of the plaintiff and has to know that the plaintiff would be successful in a Beis Din, and only then permitting him to go to secular court. So indeed, the Nesivas HaMishpat says, the Davka Beis Din Yodim Shechayev Al Pidin. It has to be that the Beis Din knows that the defendant will be found guilty, that he will be found lacking, that he will lose. Kigun, for example, that he has a shtar, Hukiyotsebo, the plaintiff has a written document that would hold up in a Beis Din. However, if the Beis Din does not know that the defendant will be liable. For example, if it wasn't a written shtar, it was just a verbal agreement for some reason that would not hold up and be valid in a Beis Din, then they cannot consent to the plaintiff going to secular court. And Rav Moshe Sternbach adds on, Kishanit b'chayav rak la'tzeisi dei shamayim, if the defendant would be obligated to pay, but not by a Beis Din, la'tzeisi dei shamayim, accordingly, that's a different standard. A Beis Din would not, based on the facts presented to them by the plaintiff, would not be able to obligate that defendant to pay, but rather there would be a moral and ethical obligation to be yotzei the requirements of a Kodesh Baruch Hu al yedei shamayim. That would not be sufficient, according to Rav Sternbach, to permit that plaintiff to go to secular court. It has to be that this plaintiff, he would win in a Beis Din. Now, there happens to be an Orach HaShulchan that says that when the Beis Din makes this analysis, it doesn't have to be that it's 100%, they're certain that the plaintiff would win, but rather the court, the Beis Din, looks into the claim, and it has to be that they see that there's a strong claim. There's a strong basis for the claim, but it doesn't have to be that they are 100% convinced that the plaintiff would win. And based on that Orach HaShulchan, as long as they have a reasonable basis, a strong basis for believing that the plaintiff would win, even though it's not 100%, that would be sufficient to permit the plaintiff to go to a secular court. That would have to be the decision of the Beis Din. The Beis Din would be able to permit the plaintiff to go to secular court. But Amir Tzashem, having said all of that, we will see next time if indeed there is possibly a heter for the plaintiff to go to secular court, even if the Beis Din does not look into the strength. In other words, are there opinions that would say that as long as the defendant refuses to go to the Beis Din, maybe a Beis Din can permit that plaintiff to go to secular court even without looking into the strength of his or her claim against the defendant. Have a wonderful day.